Hello, everybody. This is Rick Wilkinson, Cribbage Icon, coming to you from the province of Sichuan in southwestern China. I and my traveling companion, Larry, arrived here a couple days ago on a bullet train from the city of Chongqing. It was about a two-hour trip from Chongqing to Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan. And the train we were on achieved speeds of 120 miles an hour. So I think that's the fastest I've ever been on a train. It was kind of fun. And we got to our hotel the next day. Yesterday we visited a panda breeding site in Chengdu, and got to see a lot of different pandas, you know, in different stages of maturity. And we had kind of a rainy day. It was really our first rainy day. It wasn't raining hard, but just enough to keep things damp. And from there, we drove on south a couple hours to our present location, which is, you know, let me try to say this the way the Chinese would say it, Li Shen. Something like that. Hard to get down those tones. But on the way here, we stopped, took a little riverboat ride past a sculpture of Buddha being their most popular religious character, shall I say, icon down here. This one was carved into the side of a cliff, and it's sort of like, you know, like Mount Rushmore. Get this giant Buddha standing, I believe, about 250 feet tall, looking down over the confluence of a couple rivers. And it was created, I guess, like about 1,300 years ago, so it's quite incredible. It was done to protect the local people from floods that occurred quite frequently, because they believed there was some kind of a dragon under the water that stirred up the waters. And it took about 90 years to carve out this Buddha, but at the end, the people were happy. The roiling dragon, you know, disappeared, probably because they dumped all the the rock they carved away from the cliffside into the river, changing its flow. But, yeah, Chinese people are very superstitious, and they believe a lot in luck and signs, and everything's got a meaning, and it's kind of different to the Western mindset, that's for sure. We visit a lot of the sites we visited, of course, are religiously oriented towards Buddhism, Taoism, Confucianism, which I guess isn't really a religion, more of a moral code to follow. But I imagine Chinese, when they come to Europe, and the things you visit when you visit Europe are a lot of churches and a lot of religious Christian artwork. So no different in that respect, I guess, coming here. So today we're going to go up the side of a mountain and take a cable car ride up to an ancient monastery, I guess, and come down. And oh, we've got some other sightseeing. I think we're going to an ebony carving workshop or something like that. I imagine they're going to try to sell us some ebony, but I'm not a big souvenir buyer, so no temptation there. We've got one more night here in Lushan, and we fly on to a town further to the east, closer to, I think, Hong Kong and Guangzhou. It's called Guilin, and we've got three nights there before returning to Shanghai for a flight back to the States. So we've been having a good time, a good trip. I've been having difficulty uploading audio to Audio Boo using the Boo Mail. I don't know what the problem is. I keep getting a message saying that the server rejected the mail. So, whatever. But I'm in a hotel. The hotel we're in today is like almost brand new. It's huge. We're on the 19th floor, and at least at this level, all the rooms have their own Wi-Fi hotspot. So I'm hoping that this is going to send okay. I've got 3 of 3 bars, and we'll see how it goes. But yeah, we've had great weather, a little rainy, like I said, here yesterday, and it looks like the forecast for Guilin too is going to be rainy, but that's typical for this time of year. They're celebrating a festival right now too called Qingming, which is a festival to kind of honor the dead, probably much similar to what the Mexicans celebrate when they celebrate Dia de los Muertos. All over here, they celebrate 3 days of it. So that it kind of increases the traffic and congestion and everything out. But yeah, trying to get over a cold here. I came down with kind of a respiratory congestion. But otherwise, things are going well. Got about 6 more days in China and then head back to the United States. So hope you're all having a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.